B-G-N-A-R-L-E-Y till I die. Mic check, 1, 2 to the 3, 4, 5. Nick tunes up next with the broadcast live.
What's up, Grommet? Grommet Vomit, brought to you by JV2 and the Dude. And today's show is sponsored by Coastal Edge and Jackalope.
We also have Grom USA and Monster, because our awesome guest,
yeah,
Man in Black. I'm gonna call you Man in Black because that's really cool and you're a really cool guy.
Yeah, Biker
he is
Black,
sponsored
Rick
by Monster,
Thorn.
And we were hooked up by them at Jackalope. So you shout out to Monster and their awesome guest.
Yeah,
where you met him, Mr. Man in Black.
Mr. Man in Black.
What's up?
Biker in Black.
Thorn. What up?
Or
what up?
Or his real name, Chris Corner, or Rick Rick Thorn. Rick, sorry, Rick Thorn.
You can call me Rip Thorn.
Sorry. Rick Thorn. Rick Thorn, our awesome guest, Rick Thorn, or Man in Black.
What up, guys?
Man in Black. Is that
what do you want us to call you?
Biker in Black is good.
Biker in Black.
That's it. Because the Man in Black's Johnny Cash.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah,
I'm a big Johnny Cash fan, actually.
Yeah, Johnny Cash is great.
I'm also a big fan of you. So.
Yeah.
Thank you. You guys rock. I love this.
So,
this is amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
you
for coming on.
Thank you so much for coming on. Yeah.
Awesome.
Can you tell us your journey on what it took for you to become a professional biker?
Well, let me start. I was about your guys' age, and I was riding bikes, but it was a long time ago, like back before TV and X Games and internet, and we just had the magazines. And so I just started riding bikes as a kid, probably like you guys, skate or whatever you like to do, right?
Yep.
And just kept getting better and better at it and setting goals. And, you know, back in the day, it was different. It was a lot different to get sponsored. It took a lot more work. It took a lot more energy. And there wasn't really much.
You'd have to work hard for it.
Yeah, but there wasn't that much money in it. There wasn't that much opportunity. There wasn't that much sponsors because the industry wasn't really that as big as it is now because of what television made it and the internet has made it. So.
Yeah.
All we had was the magazines. So I'll tell you a crazy story. I used to work in a restaurant and I used to bus tables. You know what busing tables is?
No.
Where you clean the tables after people are done eating. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I did that for a long time. I rode my bike to work, setting goals. The way to make it back in the day is that if you had a photo in the magazine, people would know about you. You know how you say going viral right now? What that's like? Right. Okay. Back in the day, if you were in the magazine, that was going viral. And so the goal was to get noticed in the magazines. And so I kept going to contests, kept working at it. You know, maybe not doing as good as I needed to do at some contests, just kept going for it. And I landed a photo in a magazine. And that's pretty much when everything changed. Yeah. So
nice.
It was a long journey, but it was a lot of work. You know, I had to work for it in a much different way. So yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, set those goals, kids, right?
Yeah. Actually, right before this podcast, I was just like skating out there at skate camp because they want me to like come, like they want me to come and do like a demo on the ramp or whatever.
Right.
And I went and like I did the like I landed this new trick like first try. Some kid was like, because it was like. On like this like on the half pipe, it was like 7 like the part I did a back disaster on the pool coping, which
awesome.
I haven't done that before just because I couldn't get enough speed. And
right.
I went up and I did a first try. I was like, what?
That's
and then
cool.
I also in that same run, I did a judo like this high over coping.
Oh wow! What? Hey, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's hard to do that on there because the half pipe doesn't have much vert on it. So it's like hard to like.
But you did it.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, man. It's you set goals, you know, and you do one thing, you do another. And it was, you know, like back when I was your guys' age, we just rode in the backyard. No one ever really saw a lot of it, you know. So nowadays you guys have a lot more of a way to make a career out of it eventually and be sponsored and stuff like that. So good for you, man. Yeah, that's rad. Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Mr. BMX or in black. BMX in back. Sorry, this is a huge deal. You're like the Tony Hawk of biker.
Oh, you know what? Thanks a lot, man. Hey, Tony Hawk is the best, by the way. How cool is Tony?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you a story about Tony. The first time I met Tony was in 1992. How many years ago was that?
A lot. Hold on. Do the math. I'm going to say, no.
You better know how to do math when you start making all this money. You know where your money's going.
22 years.
No.
32.
Almost.
31.
How about this? 92, 2002, 2022. Oh, wait, hold on. How do you got me confused? 92, 2002, 2012, 2022. So 31 years ago.
Yeah.
So close. I said 32. No.
Yeah. Is that crazy or what? Probably close to 32. We did our first shows back in 1992. Can you believe it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. Long time ago. Super. It was at a state fair. And we were in the parking lot in Detroit. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And one thing about Tony Hawk, I'll say, is he's still the same guy. He's still the coolest guy ever.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
My mom was 9.
Say that again.
My mom was 9.
Oh, your mom was 9?
Yeah, she was 9 during that.
My mom was probably like 1.
So what you're trying to say is I'm old as dirt. Is that what you're saying?
No.
I was just playing with you guys.
Rad as dirt.
Sometimes it's so funny to think that like your heroes like Tony Hawk or Rodney Mullen, they were a kid just like you. Like they were a boring kid once. Like they were like just
not boring.
Going to school every day like a normal kid, public school, and just playing outside with their friends. And then they became a huge, big deal when they got older. It's so funny to think about that sometimes.
It is. But if you get involved with things because you love them and that happens, that's much better than trying to just be famous. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It
does. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like...
That definitely makes sense.
Yeah, because fame is kind of hard sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
It's not as fun as sometimes being with just in the backyard with your friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
what?
You gotta do it because you love it.
What's like the biggest challenges that you've faced during your career?
It's a good question. Well, I say the biggest, I've had a lot of injuries. You guys get injuries ever?
Oh, yeah, definitely get injuries.
Look, I'm icing my knee right now. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
I know. I fell the other day. The biggest probably would be injuries. But I wouldn't say I've always been able to bounce back pretty easily. But the
it's
biggest
like one where you break your bones.
It's
like
never easy, but it's not always hard.
Yeah, it's all like how you want to be. Like let's say you love skating, right? So when you can't skate, you all you're thinking about is like I can't wait to skate again, right?
Yeah.
I'm that way with riding. Like if I can't ride, I'm like I can't. Even at my age, I'm like I want to ride. Oh, it's driving me nuts. And when you think that way, because you want to do something that you love, you heal quicker. So it's not like, cause you want to get back out there and do it again. So the injuries have been a bummer, but I've been able to overcome so much. But that would be my biggest challenge. Yeah. Like when I first started riding your guys' age, I got hit by a car. I was riding down the street. I got hit by a car and knocked out my teeth.
Check this out.
Oh, wow. How much teeth did you get knocked out?
Can you count them? How many are there?
Four.
You got 4 teeth knocked out. Wow, that's
see
crazy. That had to hurt.
And then I said, I want to ride bikes for a living.
What'd your parents say?
They were supportive because they know I love to ride, but they were bummed. They were like,
Yeah.
But at the same time, they knew I was going to keep riding. So they supported me, but, you know, they weren't happy about it. But
yeah.
These teeth are better than my real teeth anyways. So
can't get cavities.
Could you tell us a little bit about Pool Seekers?
Yeah. Pool Seekers was a great show that I came up with Boost Mobile sponsored it. We went and rode a bunch of pools, backyard pools, abandoned pools. Have you guys ever skated any pools?
Yes, skated pools.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe not the type of pools you skate, like backyard ones, but like.
Oh no, I also.
Or, oh wait, no, I have. Yes, I have.
For like actual.
I skated a couple though. They just drained it. I mean, they're fun, but they're kind of hard to find.
Yeah, they're hard to find, and you got to make sure that it's okay. You know, like the thing about riding pools, you can't.
Them dog towns, you boys.
And like, before we had to skate, we had to clear it out of all the spiders. There were like a million spiders in there.
Oh, in the pool?
Yeah, like, because it was already has been drained out for a while. But there were like so many spiders in there.
Probably a lot of black widows live in that stuff.
One was like almost as big as my hand. Like, that's crazy.
What?
Like,
that's crazy.
Like, that's almost crazy. It was like that.
That's
big.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That's, yeah. Riding pools is cool. It is. That is scary. But riding pools, you got to be careful because you don't want to go do, you know, go in anybody's backyard without asking. You know, you get in trouble. And that wasn't what it was about. It was just like, you know, that show was. The purpose of that show was just to kind of show, take something that, you know, was made for swimming, let's say, well, it was made for swimming and then you get to ride it. But also it was just at the time I was going through some things where I had to let go of my house and I had to move and stuff. So it was kind of like a lesson learned about not holding on to things, I guess. But it was cool. Yeah, because a lot of times these pools that we skate and ride, they're all gone now anyways. They all get torn out. So, but it was fun. That was a fun show. I got to work with a lot of cool people that skated and rode. Yeah. Yeah. Tony did an episode of it.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
That
was like the first episode I ever watched.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Tony did an episode. It was cool. It was just like, you know, just going back to the roots, you know,
tell us more about Tony Hawk.
More about Tony. Sure.
Yeah.
What would you like to know? What would you like to know about Tony?
How long have you been friends?
Well, I met him in 92, so 31 years or so. Actually, you know what's funny? This is on my desk. Hold on, let me show you this. We just released but a few months ago, maybe. We came out, okay, we've done doubles a lot together. Like, because I don't know, have you ever heard of his older tour called the Boom Boom Hug Jam?
No.
No, okay. It was arena tour we did. Boom Boom Hug Jam. Arena tour. We had like 10,000-15,000 people a night. BMX skate moto. We did it for a few years. I emceed the whole thing. It was amazing. So me and Tony used to do a lot of doubles. And we crashed on doubles back on the Gigantic Skate Park tour. So 20 years later, we decided we were going to do doubles. And we made a couple doubles cards. And this is the one that we just eventually, this is one that we just sold not too long ago.
Kind of got a glare. Really awesome.
Oh, that's
sick. Is that Tony Hawk's ramp?
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that his ramp? Yeah, that's sick.
Listen, if you guys send me your address, I'll send you guys each one of these.
Actually?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but you can't sell it.
I'm not going to say it on the podcast. I don't want everybody showing up. Stranger danger.
Don't sell it.
Stranger danger. Not you. What's it like? I heard.
I'll send you guys.
Yeah, I'm not gonna sell. I'm gonna cherish it.
Oh, you're awesome.
Hey, Mr.
Do you think you can sign it?
It's signed. Look, hold on a second. Hold on, I'm with you. Look, it's signed. Look, they're both signed. It's got me and Tony's signature.
Oh yeah,
it is. See it?
Hey, look, Mr. Rick Thorne.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's
that
up?
That is sick.
Well, what's it like being on the X Games?
Awesome. I did the first 9 X Games. And the X Games are back. Did you guys watch them this year?
Yes, I did. I watched all of them.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we were there. Well, I was in California, and like the day X Games started, I had to leave, but I was there for surfing.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah, no, the X Games are great. Yeah. I mean, you know, the you got to put everything on the line. You got to do your tricks. Then the pressure. I like. Okay, when you guys skate. Do you like the pressure or do you like not like the pressure?
Yes. Meaning and no like at if the you, same time.
There you go.
Yes and no.
Yeah. Like, so if you're in a contest, do you like that contest pressure?
Yeah, I like that contest pressure. I do.
To push you, like make you want to
actually,
do something?
Actually, yeah. I feel like I skate better.
Yes, but you that's can what, push that's me what, a little too far.
Well, that's what X Games is like. It's like you work to be in this contest. You're like, all right, I'm going to give it my all. And like, you know, I want to put on like the make the best run I can and put it on the line. So that's what that was like. It was cool. But see, we were at the early days of X Games. Do you know when the first X Games was? Probably not.
No.
1995.
Oh, that's pretty old.
What year were you born? Do you know what year you were born?
2013.
2013. Okay. So X Games came out in 1995. That was the first one ever.
All right.
Yeah. And it was new. And so everybody was like, oh, man, what is this stuff? What do these guys do? None of this stuff had been on TV. And the internet was nothing like it is now. So when X Games first came out, people were like really, really interested. And by the second or third year of the X Games, it was crazy because we were getting a lot of opportunities to do a lot of cool stuff. X Games was really hot at that time. You know, we were getting a lot of attention, you know, so we got to travel the world and do a lot of cool stuff. Stuff that I never thought I'd be able to do riding a bike, you know, so it was cool. It was a great opportunity. Yeah. I was born at the right time. Well, for that. Yeah. You know, yeah.
How stoked were you to be in the video game? I think it was called like the Tony Hawk one.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Hoffman.
That was amazing. Yeah. Yeah. I was in four video games. Yeah.
I heard you were like the only BMXer in the game.
In American Wasteland. But then I did voiceovers for Tony Hawk 3. And then I was in Matt Hoffman 1 and 2. That was crazy. And that's when X Games was really big. And people were really like, you know, there was all these new opportunities that were coming around, you know, back then. So that was pretty awesome because Tony called me and he's like, hey, man, I want you to be in my game. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, we're putting one biker and I want you to be in it. And I was like, whoa. And so, but me and Tony have always been friends, you know, we've just been buddies. Because we met before all of this fame through X Games and stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like we were friends because we were just genuine friends and we still are. Yeah. Rather than like, oh my God, I'm going to be your buddy because, you know, of some other reason. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, how did it feel to get picked up by Monster?
Awesome. Well, at the time it was a brand new company. So, that was 21 years ago or something. So when that happened, it was like, I was curious because we heard of a other energy drink that was out and then it's like, well, what is this? And it was brand new. So always being part of something new is always fun and exciting, but no one knew where it was going to go. Like no one had any idea. And those are always the best stories, right? Like it's not planned and it turns out to be awesome and they do cool stuff. Those are the most best things, I think. Yeah. That's why I love Monster so much. Yeah, Monster's been great to me. And they do a lot. Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Show us the bands.
What's that?
Do it.
Oh, the sweatbands?
Yeah.
Wait. I got this. Yeah. Oh, look, I do have a tattoo. Listen, don't get any tattoos. Until you're 18, if you do decide.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see that Monster one? Wait, hold on.
In September, I'm going to be sponsored by Monster.
Cool.
Monster Army.
Monster Army is a good program. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, the kids thing. The only Monster I drink is Monster Water because I'm not drinking Monster Energy.
Yeah, have you tried the soda water too?
We did.
Do you like soda water? Or young kids don't like soda water, really.
I love soda water. Wait, do they? Oh, you do? Monster has soda water?
Yeah.
Well, it's like sparkling water.
Sparkling water. They do.
My life just changed.
Yeah.
But now I might have to be sponsored by Monster because I can't live without sparkling water. Like, I can't live without it.
There you go. Well, they make sparkling water and they make. Do you know they did that first, by the way?
Oh, they did. Oh.
Oh, what?
2003, 2003, they came out with, did you ever hear of the Warped Tour? Have you guys ever heard of Warped Tour?
Yes, I've heard of
it. Yep.
Okay. So 2003, they came out with water on the Warped Tour for the bands, and it was water in a can, but they didn't sell it. It was just basically so bands would be drinking water and they would see the logo. So it was advertising for Monster. And then let's fast forward these years forward. Have you seen the cans of the water and the soda water?
Yes, yeah, I have. They're like,
they're really cool. They say, yeah, they warp.
And they got the Vans Warped Tour logo on it and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But they did it first. And so, you know, naturally they like to keep up with the competition and expand. And so, yeah, I'm glad that they came out with the water because I drink the soda water a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, sparkling water. Yeah, a lot.
Do you know who Ryan Scheckler is?
Absolutely.
You do? Yep. Well, if there was a contest for who had the most tattoos, who do you think would have won, you or Ryan Scheckler? Because you,
well,
like, you
got
a lot.
I got one big tattoo, so I only got one.
But like, just like how many?
I don't know, a lot. I knew Scheckler when he was your age.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I did. Maybe a little older.
Just with him. I was just with him at Woodward.
Oh, I saw your post, actually. Yeah, he's. Who else were you with? You did a photo with Scheckler and
Wyatt Hammond, I think.
Yep.
Or Kelly. No, not Kelly.
And Manny.
Manny, yes.
Manny. Yeah, me and Manny used to be on the same team together.
Manny Sandiaga.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Scheckler. I did. Scheckler, we did the Tony Hawk Secret Skate Park tour together. And he was probably 12 or 13 years old, maybe. Something like that.
Yeah, I've actually always wanted to like interview somebody on the X Games or be in the X Games because that's really fun. But I'm not good yet.
You could do it though. I mean, look, you could do anything you want to if you keep your mind in it and you gotta work for it. And sometimes in life, kids, you gotta check this out. You probably heard this before. I'm not trying to be a teacher or anything, but sometimes in life things don't go the way they as planned. And sometimes you might fall or get hurt or set back, and then you got to come back even stronger. But if you want to get there, you can get there. Absolutely. But just have fun along the way. Right.
Yeah.
Cause if you're not having fun along the way, then none of it matters as much.
Yeah. Right?
Very true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Work hard, but you also have fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you've been to like a lot of X Games, right?
Nine.
Yeah, that's
a lot. Especially for X Games.
Yeah, which one do you think was your favorite?
Probably Philadelphia. I mean, it might have been 2000, maybe. Or the first one in 1995 because everything was new and like, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you on your bike on one of your vert runs there.
Oh, cool.
I
yeah.
I think it might have been your first one. Right? I think so.
It might have been, yeah. Well, yeah. And the first one was really great because we went from, back in the day, if you were doing shows to make money, they were at state fairs, which wasn't always the best like thing. Like I wouldn't do state fairs now, but back then it was like the thing to do. So then our whole sport changed and that feeling was pretty rewarding for the sport. So I might say the first one. Yeah. Just because it was just like, well, we're getting all this attention now, like, you know? Yeah.
Very like cool going to your first, X Games was probably super cool.
Yeah. But, I think I still got my invite letters somewhere.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah.
You working on any like project right now? Like what you working on, bro?
I am. Yo, check it out. I got a band too. It's right there. Good Guys in Black. See that band?
Oh, nice.
I just released a new music video.
Oh yeah, that's sick.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I need to look at that.
I do a band, and then I do stand up comedy, and then I do writing. So I'm always busy. Like I have a show tonight actually with comedy.
Tell us a joke.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say that. I'll tell you. I knew. I don't know what to say right now. I'd be put on the spot. I just get so nervous.
Oh.
tell me a joke.
I You want me to tell you a bike joke or just any joke?
Any joke.
Any joke? I'm gonna tell you a skate joke.
Tell me
how many skateboarders does it take to change a light bulb?
Three.
Yeah. One to do it, one to film it, and one to be like, yeah, bro, that was sick.
I have a riddle and a joke, but I'm gonna do the joke first. Why can't a bicycle stand up on its own?
Why?
Because it's too tired.
I get it.
All right, okay. I also have a riddle. All right, I have 6 eggs, okay?
All right.
I crack 2, I cook 2, and I eat 2. How many do I have left?
None.
All of them.
Yep, he's got it. None. A lot of people say 4 because they think it's the same 2 eggs. But
you got none. You got none, right?
Yeah, none. It's none.
I got it right?
You got it right.
Do I win a prize?
Yes. Yes, you do. You earn a imaginary high five.
A gritty.
You have any words of wisdom?
That's a good question. I mean, look, where I'm from and what I did bike riding back in the day, and I think my journey, because you asked me about that earlier, don't give up. And I know it sounds super like cliche, like, oh, don't give up, bro, hey, bro. But for the real, like, if there's something you love to do that's positive and it benefits you, don't give up. Set goals. And you got to set those goals and keep your mind on what you love to do. You know, and like I said earlier, it's not just so much about being sponsored, about all these events, about being popular, about these things. It's about also too enjoying the ride. It's like when you go skate, right? You enjoy the ride, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like how life is. You enjoy the ride with life. You enjoy it. So, because it has no meaning if you don't enjoy it, in my opinion. So anyone out there, and I always say stay rad, because stay rad's my thing. Stay rad is, and that what stay rad means is like keep a positive attitude and be good to other people and set your goals and don't give up on yourself. Really, I guess that's the main thing. So yeah, stay rad. That's the way to live. Yeah.
What's your like sickest contest story that you have? Like your best like story of your whole career or whatever?
From competing?
Competing or just regular, just riding.
Oh, the best of my whole life. The best thing, the best.
Yeah.
But man, that's hard because I've been riding almost 40 years.
Oh, wow.
Guess how old I am.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say.
You guys looked it up, didn't you? You looked it up.
Wait, did I get it right?
Yeah, you guys aren't that good at guessing age. You look that up.
We did not look that up.
I did it. I promise you I did not look it up.
I did not.
Because
53 actually.
53.
I got it right.
Yeah. Yes. I've been riding over 40 years, so that's a hard question to answer. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like
you could have started when you were like super young, or
feeling like 49 or maybe 50.
Thanks, I'll take it.
You'd start at like 10, and you'd go for like 6 years, and then I wouldn't think. And never mind. I was going to guess like 49 or 50.
I'll take the few years, dude. I need it. Bring it.
I was 2 when I started surfing.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
That's
and
good.
Then 6 for skateboarding. And then like
I was 4 for skateboarding.
8 for snowboarding.
I was 4 for skateboarding and like 9 for surfing.
That's cool. Which do you like better? Don't you hate that question?
Me? Oh, I hate that question. But I love them all. Same.
Yeah, you like them both, huh?
Yep.
My goals are to be, like in the Olympics for surfing, skating, and snowboarding. Like to be on the USA team or whatever.
Oh, for both? For all three?
Yeah.
You snowboard too?
Oh, yeah, I do. I started that when I was 8.
That's awesome.
I'm 4th in the nation.
Wow. Wow, the congrats. That's awesome.
All right. And I'm not from a mountain.
All right. Now for the last question.
Oh, no. We're already done? Oh, we are.
The gnarliest slam.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I've had a lot.
Bring it on.
I fell and I hit a corner of a loading dock.
Oh.
And I broke my face.
Oh wow, right here.
Okay, I broke my palate. You know what your palate is?
No.
Palate is the top of your mouth.
That hurt.
I hit a loading dock like this. Boom.
The worst is like just slamming into the corner of something.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Like that hurts so much. I feel like
one time, I know that had to hurt so bad because one time I was like, you know, you could get those spray things like sour spray.
Yep.
I was trying to spray it in my mouth. So I did it like that. And then I was on the golf cart. They had to stop like super fast, and we went over a speed bump, and I went and I like cut into the top of that. I was bleeding a bunch, but I know that probably hurt so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty gnarly.
I can't
like,
even imagine that. Like, that can
we tell you the details?
Yes, tell us the details. Try to keep it family friendly.
I will. I hit right here.
Bring it on.
And I was like, what is this bright light? Oh my gosh. And I bit down and I thought they were my teeth. And I popped out my teeth and I was like, all right, no. And I know what's going on. And I had all this fluid leaking down the back of my throat, spitting it out. Like, what is this stuff? So this would happen. I basically hit so hard that I had a hairline crack and a break. So I have screws. I have screws right here. And then it broke my palate. So then I lifted my face and I got screws in here.
That sucks.
Just check it out. Then they cut my head. This is gnarly. You asked me, so I'm going to tell you my gnarly story.
Yes.
They cut my head from ear to ear and pulled my skin down and took fat from my stomach to stop a leak in my brain.
Oh, my God. What the heck?
I had a tracheotomy during surgery. Like, I was eating hot dogs like this. No, it wasn't. But it sounded cool. I had double vision. I lost all sense of taste and smell. And then 3 months after that injury, I went to the X Games and got seventh place.
What?
Oh, wow.
Do you have no
mom's worst injury was in April at Colorado where I got fourth in the nation for snowboarding or whatever.
Right.
It was before the competition. We were warming up, going down the hills. I was with my team. We did a tree run. My mom was coming out of the trees. She made it through the trees. There was a bunch of powder. Her skis like dipped in and she fell forward. And then it didn't look like a very hard fall. Like, she looked completely fine because it was in the powder. But she, like, her leg like twisted. She tore her tibian, right? Oh, her ACL.
That's the worst. That is the worst. That is the worst. ACL sucks.
Yeah, not as bad as yours, but
no, but ACL injuries are pretty bad. They suck, actually. They're not fun. They're not fun.
Yeah.
But that injury was gnarly. And like I said earlier, the power of the mind. When you want to do something though, and there's something taken away from you that you love to do, you will heal that much quicker because you want to get back out and do things that make yourself feel good about yourself. Right? Like, you skate probably because it feels good and it makes you feel good when you pull a trick, right? Like today.
Oh, yeah.
You pulled a rad trick, right?
Yeah.
It's the best. So you missed that feeling. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, wait. Sorry. You could keep going.
No. I'm good. You fire away.
Okay. Do you have any other sponsors besides like Monster that you want to shout out?
Yeah. I got Neuro XPF, a CBD company, JT Racing, GoPro Vans. Obviously Monster, Merge for Socks, Don Wapo's Hot Sauce. I got a lot of cool sponsors. Old Bones Therapy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Garden of Life.
For years, because you are amazing at it.
Oh, thank you. You guys are rad. I love your whole podcast, your guys' vibe, what you got going on. You got some cool kids. Cool kids for sure.
Yeah. I was just in California. I got to skate at the Van Skate Park. It's awesome there.
The one in Huntington Beach, right?
Yeah, got to skate with Christian Asoy.
Oh, Asoy's the man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Asoy's the man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, aren't you from California?
Yeah, I live in California. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, you got an awesome place to live in.
You know what? I tell these kids all the time. Actually, real quick before we go, I was born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri. Do you know where that is?
Oh, yeah.
That's in the middle of the country. And I didn't move to California until I was 27. So I learned how to ride bikes and everything back in Missouri. And then I moved here because this was my dream. So anybody out there, you asked me words out there. Sorry to cut you off. But anyone out there, follow your dreams because they can come true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where? Who has the best barbecue?
What?
Oh, who has the best barbecue? Oh, yes. Who did your parents tell you to say that? Yeah.
In Kansas City.
Kansas City. Yeah. Kansas City's known for barbecue. It's pretty good stuff.
Oh, nice. Where in California do you live now?
I live, I don't like to really put exactly where I live. So I just say Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
All right, Los
Angeles. Because then people can't find me. Ha!
Stranger Danger.
Oh, yeah. I skated in Venice.
Oh, Venice is awesome.
Yeah, and I surfed over there.
That's awesome. There's so many skate parks out here to ride. I mean, there's literally like one in every city, and there's like 100 cities out here. So you could always find, there's a lot of DIY.
I'll have to hit you up.
Hit me up, dude. Hit me up.
Yeah, I'll hit you up.
Yeah.
I think we might be going in October.
Let's go skate some vert.
Yeah. Have you ever surfed?
I tried surfing, but being from Missouri. Yeah. My daughter surfs. My daughter surfs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she learned how to surf at Duma. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice. Can we get her on sometime?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and my son. That, Grandma Vama wants her on.
Okay, I will. Yeah. Yeah, she's rad. Absolutely.
Oh, I got to teach you the handshake. I have to teach you the handshake.
Yeah, teach him the handshake.
So, you're going to go like boom.
Okay.
And then boom. Okay. And then fist bump. And then bleh, like that.
Okay, so let's do it like this. How do you? Oh, wait, okay. Wait, we go. Ready? We go.
Boom.
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 Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank
it's been
you.
Been awesome.
You guys are awesome kids, man. Keep it up. Don't give up. All right.
Thank
Stay
you.
Rad.
Grandma vomit out.
Stay rad.